Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for March 31st, 2020. It's going to be an itty-bitty show today, I think. Let's talk TV streaming. We have some good news, still coronavirus related, but good news nonetheless. We have some shows on the CW that have been announced to be returning. I'll run through the list of the dates, the show that's coming back, and the date that it is coming back. First, we have Nancy Drew coming April 8th, Riverdale coming April 15th, Katie Keene, April 16th, Flash and Legends of Tomorrow, April 21st, Batwoman and Supergirl, April 26th. There has not been any dates announced for Supernatural. They only have like an episode or two left to air anyway, so kind of being jerks about just not airing it, but I don't know if they're completely done and they got pushed back and all of the things happened because Corona, so still, I feel like you've got one episode, or less than three episodes at least, left to air. Just air it, man. Just rip off that Band-Aid. Whatever. So, Supernatural and Legacies, both as of taping this, have not been announced as to when they will be returning to the CW. That very well could change by the time I go to upload this, because that's the nature of the news. That being said, that's all I have about the CW. Now we're going to talk about Netflix, and we have a couple of renewals and non-renewals over on Netflix. I'll give you the dry information, and then I'll kind of color it with some opinion. So first we have October Faction and V-Wars both have been canceled. And then we have Lock and Key has been approved for a second season. Now, having not watched V-Wars, I cannot speak to the quality of that show. However, having watched over half of the season of October Faction and then just getting frustrated and not caring about it anymore, so I stopped watching, can understand why they didn't bring that show back. Now, the contentious piece is Lock and Key. There's so much different from Lock and Key, the show, versus Lock and Key, the book, that it's hard to say that I don't like it because it's so different. Because it's its own thing and it's lit and exists in its own world. All right. So that being said, Lock and Key as a show, as a piece of single entertainment, I don't know why this got brought back. I mean, I know why, because it got a lot of viewers. Everybody freaking watched Lock and Key, and some people really dug it. I'm not trying to throw shade at them. I just didn't. Like, again, having not read the entirety of the Lock and Key series, though we do have that new book coming out, so it's not completed like we thought it was up until very recently. That being said, like, just as a viewer of things, there was so much about that show that just was executed so poorly that it was, I don't understand why it was as popular as it was. That, I don't know. I feel like they could have done better. Hopefully, in season two, they will. That is all we have, though, for TV streaming. And now we've got movies, which actually is our largest section of the episode. Movies, we've got three pieces. Woohoo! So first off, we're talking about Sony. Sony just joined the production pack, if you will, of theaters, of movie companies, and has started pushing back the release dates of their movies. So, we have some dry information. We have Morbius has been moved to March 19th of 2021. Everything has been moved back significantly. So, Morbius is March 19th, 2021, so we've got all of the rumors that are going to be happening between now and then. We have Ghostbusters, which really sucks, has been moved back to March 5th of 2021. Again, basically moved everything back a year. Really stinks in the case of Ghostbusters, but I mean, it is what it is. You can't really do a whole lot about it. And then Uncharted, the Tom Holland movie, is moved back to October 8th of 2021, and Venom 2 actually has stayed right where it is. Venom 2 is October 22nd of this year, and presumably they haven't moved it because it's already into post, so all they're doing is special effects and all that jazz. Hopefully they won't have to do any reshoots anytime soon, because they can't do any reshoots anytime soon. But either way, because it is so far along in production, now we're talking rumors. And rumor mill, guys, I'm sorry. I was really, like, scraping. I was going to my least favorite sources, like some of the stuff that's just obviously not going to happen. And there was still nothing to report for rumors from the last 4 days. 3 days? 4 days, whatever. The only thing I found was Super Mario. So we have a Super Mario rumor that is going around the industry, and actually this one is basically all but confirmed by Nintendo, but because Nintendo hasn't mentioned it at all, no hide nor hair of anything about this, it's still technically a rumor. So, the industry is reporting that we are going to be seeing some remakes that Nintendo has apparently been hard at work on for some time of Mario games. This year is the 35th anniversary of Super Mario, so that's presumably why, like, it makes freaking sense. The only thing is, we're not going to be getting a remake of the original game. That game's been remade quite a few times. We are going to be getting remakes of some of the quote-unquote 3D era, to borrow a phrase from another franchise that I'm a giant fan of. So the 3D era of Mario games, I almost said Mortal Kombat. So yeah, the 3D era, it will include, but is not limited to, Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario 3D World, and also rumors of a new Paper Mario title in the works. Not a reboot, but a remake or remaster or whatever you want to call it. Not one of those, but a brand new Paper Mario title. Paper Mario games are usually a whole lot of fun. The switch between the two dimensions, three dimensions, really awesome and a whole lot of great platforming fun. So there's nothing bad about this. If this actually is true, and again, there were so many people reporting on this rumor that it might as well have been confirmed at this point, even though it hasn't been. That's all the rumors, though, guys. I'll try and find new sources for the next episode if this trend continues. Though this isn't a trend, it's only happened once. It happens to most guys, right? Anyway, that's what we've got for rumors, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Kind of help you with your quarantine crazy, right? So, or if you want to go deeper into these nerdy bits, the full news show, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, where, again, I'm gearing up for con season, so I'm looking to get some more interviews, do how-to Comic-Con videos, doing some photography videos, and a bunch of other related things, and more stuff is in the works all the time over on the YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. So again, go check that out. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.